The Ready Made Thief. It's the work by my next guest. It's an August 2017 indie next pick. He lives across the pond. We'll call that Chicago. We speak with you, Augustus Rose, on your themes and the storyline. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
I appreciate you being here, novelist, screenwriter as well, living in Chicago, teaching writing, fiction writing at the University of Chicago, and I imagine The Ready Made Thief is required reading.
Well, I would never be so presumptuous as to assign my own book to my class, but hopefully somebody will.
Good answer. The Ready Made Thief, described as a brilliant, suspenseful, and cinematic novel with an unforgettable heroine, big story about art, the nature of consciousness, and all points in between by a fellow author. What's the storyline, if you would start here, Augustus?
It's got a lot of moving parts. It sort of defies easy pegging down by genre, but essentially it's about a young woman who finds herself, after having escaped from a juvenile detention center outside Philadelphia and finding herself alone and friendless on the streets of Philadelphia, finds herself at the middle of a mystery that she's forced to unravel. These men have been kind of stalking her, and she has to figure out who they are and what they want from her.
These, obviously, Philadelphia, a lot of the majority of your location taking place in hidden or forgotten locales, basements, squatters' homes, characters who live outside an edge of mainstream society. Why this direction?
Well, the book is it covers a lot of disparate elements. Everything you mentioned, and also things like fringe science and alchemy and urban exploration, and the artist Marcel Duchamp is at the center of it all. And these are just areas that I've always been intensely interested in and curious about, and it's where the book started. I wanted to write a book that kind of allowed me to follow my curiosities and sort of paint a backdrop that involved all of these disparate elements and try and find the connecting threads with them and find a story in there somewhere.
Great. Your heroine, Lee, distinctive. How did you find her voice?
Well, Lee, as corny as it sounds, came to me first as an image after I'd kind of already thought about the whole background of the book and the elements of this secret society in Philadelphia who's obsessed with the work of Duchamp. I hadn't plotted out the book at all. I hadn't figured out what the story was. And she came to me as an image of a young woman sitting alone in an abandoned, derelict aquarium, staring into one of those old dioramas of a Cambrian display and seeing inside of it a note that had been impossibly left for her. And that's, you know, that's all I had at that point. And so I kind of got to know Lee as I wrote her. And, you know, I kind of started off with her as a young girl and got through her through high school, and, you know, within a chapter, just kind of figuring out who she was. And her voice, you know, once her voice came to me and I got to know her more, it became more of just a matter of me following her and trying to keep up with her often, you know, bad choices that she makes and where that took her. I didn't outline any of the book. I don't like outlining. I like to kind of that process of discovery. So I discovered the plot and what the story was by following her.
Augustus Rose with us. The Ready Made Thief is out. A novel. You spent many years as a bookseller before you were a published writer, obviously educating others as well. Talk about your experiences in that role. Did they influence your writing at all?
They definitely. My years as a bookseller absolutely influenced my sensibilities as a writer. I loved, one of the things I would do, I used to work in a big old used bookstore in San Francisco called Green Apple, and one of my jobs was to haul books upstairs and, you know, sort them for easier shelving, and I would always find these books in there that I was never knew existed, didn't often even know the subject, what the subject was, but just was absolutely fascinated with whatever it was and had to read it right then and there.
I guess bottom line, in closing, as I look for contact information, what do you want us to, I guess, take away from your read, Augustus?
Well, one of the things that I hope readers, one of the things I discovered after writing the book, I thought everybody was as in love with Duchamp and knew as much about his work as I did. And I found out that, you know, he's rather an obscure artist that nobody knows. But one thing I found is that people who have read the book are, you know, they find themselves compelled to put it down and go Google more about his work and learn more about him. And one of the things that I hope that happens is readers go and find themselves interested in things such as Duchamp that they never, you know, knew that they were interested in, and that it, you know, brings up curiosity in areas that they didn't know they had before.
Right. The book is out, The Ready-Made Thief, a novel. How do we find out more information?
Well, you can go to my website, which is thereadymadethief.com. And everything is there. Otherwise, it hits bookstores today. So go to your local bookstore and ask them if they have it.
Thanks to you, Augustus Rose. The book is out. Thanks. Congratulations. August 2017 Indie Next Pick. That's a good thing. Take care.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Shelley. It's great being on your show.